Well, I wasn't watching that tape. I lost some of the things you told me. Let's see if this is working all right. I have to watch that tape because it ran out and I didn't get some of the things you told me. You said that you never had the, you had cornbread and you'd make batter cakes from cornbread, right?
That's right, and, out of meal.
And you might call them flapjacks. You might call them flapjacks.
Flapjacks.
But you never had any of the corn dodgers?
No corn dodgers.
And
no corn dumplings. put it apart.
And you might, out of wheat flour or out of corn meal and water, you had gruel. But yeah, you called the gruel mush.
When you were a boy. Plain name. Gruel, I think, was the name of it.
And you made hoe cake out of the wheat flour or corn?
Both flour, corn and wheat.
Corn and hoe cake is together.
You mean the skillet width. I won't see. Cut out in small amounts. Skillet width. You cut it like you want. Cut it in slices when you got ready to eat it. Slice it after it's cooked. Mm-hmm. Hoe cake.
I see. And I'm sorry, especially, that I missed hearing you talk about ash cake. I wanted that on the tape, especially because it's unusual to meet somebody who knows what ash cake is.
Oh yeah.
It's very unusual. Yeah. It's. And you said that you told me the other day how you used to use the oven in the fireplace.
That's right.
But when it comes to ash cake, you just use a regular.
Same kind of a came out of a dough, cornmeal dough made up. Mm-hmm. But instead of putting it in the skillet and baking and cooking it in the skillet, we roast it. Ash cake, other words, you'd call it roasting it. Mm-hmm. In hot embers, hot ashes and fire, in the fireplace.
And
break a place like you roast sweet potatoes, you'd roast that dough.
And you said that your father liked it.
He loved it.
Because
he didn't like that ash flavor. Man, I don't see what else.
You said that the ash cake turns red. Is that
kind of a reddish, like dough would be with too much salt in it. See, that strong ash would give it kind of a lye color, darkish.
And but you said it's. As children, you didn't like it very much, is that right?
I didn't care for it, but my father, he liked it. He just sat up there and get him a glass of buttermilk, and after he washed that old ice cake and picked the coals off, he just sit up there and eat it, but didn't none of us care much about it but him. But his mother used to cook it for them, and he thought it was the best thing for him.
And you said that you never had any donuts. You never made donuts or fat cakes, right?
Well, mighty few, way back there.
But you did make, you had
my
a lot
daughter
of
has made some lately, but my mama never did. I never knew it was
donuts. But your mother.
Her mother cooked everything. Her mother was a cook. A little boy, but I don't know what all. She had everything, these icing cakes, just like you get at the factory, raisins on top of them and everything. My mother's mother.
But your mother did make something out of apples. You said apple.
Oh, pies. Well, my mother done that.
Well, then your mother also made some cobbler. Is that?
That's right. That's right. My mother.
And
peach cobbler, apple cobbler, apple pies, and peach pies.
That's right.
Now the pies would slice up, the cobblers would.